we've got a couple of ladies in the house. We've got Happy Lee. Now, I know you're thinking, what a name, Happy Lee.
I love it.
No, I mean, a lot of you get that all the time, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. All right, and who's your buddy with you?
This is Heather Saldana. She's one of our case managers at the agency.
Okay. You guys are with the Caring Family Network. Tell us about Caring Family Network and what you guys do.
Caring Family Network is a foster care and adoption agency. We've been around since 1992. We have merged, and we are an affiliate of DePelton Children's Center, who's been around for 120 years.
Wow.
And they're located in Houston, a very large organization down there. Basically, we help provide foster homes for children in foster care with CPS, and we provide a loving, nurturing home, therapeutic setting. And so, I mean, we're just keeping them safe and just, you know, helping them heal from the trauma they were in.
Right. Now, where are you guys located here in Lubbock?
We are actually located in 2706 82nd Street.
2706 82nd. That'd be three blocks west of University on 82nd Street. All right, so you guys are on the north side of the street then, I guess, yeah?
We're right across from the United by Tinseltown.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
How many kids do you place every year on average?
It ranges. Currently in our care, we have about 50 to 60 kids in foster care right now. We have about 25 to 30 foster homes in Lubbock and surrounding counties. We actually have foster homes even in what we call Region 29, so we have homes in Big Spring, Odessa, Midland, Plainview. So we service a few counties all around Lubbock area and a little further.
Okay.
If someone were interested in looking into being a foster parent, what kind of qualifications are you looking for people?
Well, there is a process that every agency, including us, that they have to go through. There is a process such as we would do background checks. Mm-hmm. There's trainings that they have to go through, which we will provide. So in the observation hour. So there's a little process, and it ranges on how fast the foster parent will work with us from 60 to 90 days, and it could take a little longer, just depending what they need to get done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Heather, you're a case manager. So what does a case manager do? I mean, do you just do home visits and work with, I mean, introduce families and kids? What do you do?
Yes, I make home visits, and I also support for the foster parents, whatever they may need, just to talk, or if any behaviors the children may be having, we talk about that. I also talk with the children, see how they're feeling, letting them know that they're not alone in this, that they may feel alone, but they're not. They have us, and we connect our foster parents together so they have their support system because they know what they're going through on a daily basis.
It's quite a process to deal with all this stuff. I mean, everybody's different. You know, it must be kind of a tough job to, you know, to deal with all that, you know, because you have the wants, needs, the desires of, you know, every kid, every parent, or every foster parent. Kind of crazy. You know, I was adopted. So, I mean, you know, of course, by the time I figured out what was going on, everything was smoothed out. So that's all I've ever known. And I would say I was probably one of the lucky ones because I had really good parents, you know, and a great family situation.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now you guys are also, being facilitated, with a fundraiser this month. And it's over at Catalina's Authentic Mexican Restaurant. Jose and Hector over there do a fantabulous job on stuff. Tell us what they're doing every Friday this month. They're going to have some special menu items.
Yes. Caring Family Network has partnered up with Catalina Restaurant on 1519 34th Street for the next three Fridays, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th, from 6 to 8 p.m. They are offering two special plates, the smothered burrito, which I hear is your favorite, and then the enchilada plate as a dinner special with a drink and a slice of cake for $8.50. And half the proceeds for those plates will go to help foster children with Caring Family Network.
Now, people all over the South Plains are flipping out right now, wondering if they're going to abandon meatloaf on Friday. I don't think that's going to happen because we had serious backlash over the past couple of weeks. So anyway, so you get half of the proceeds from those plates, right?
Yes. Yeah, Jose and Hector are really kindly wanted to donate the half the proceeds and helping us out. They are doing a great job helping us out. Get the message out for Child Abuse and Awareness this month in April.
Okay, great. Hey, we appreciate you guys coming in. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're doing the smothered burrito plate and we're doing the enchilada plate on Fridays. Never fear, the meatloaf will be here. But if you choose to veer off of the meatloaf on Friday, then you guys will get half of the proceeds. So you might want to sacrifice your body for that one.
That's right.
It's for a great cause.
Yeah.
It certainly is. And it's great food.
Caring yes. Family Network, you got a website people can go to?
Yes. It's actually, you can go to depelchin.org, the agency that we're affiliated with, and it will give you information how to connect with us in Lubbock, too, and actually give you information because they are actually one of the biggest agency for mental health and foster care in Texas. So.
Okay, great.
How do you spell depelchin?
DEPELCHIN.org.
All right.
Very good. Hey, girls, thanks for being with us, Heather.
Thanks, guys.
And happy. Thank you.